This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 377.5, down 4. March corn, 390.25, down 4.75. May corn, 398.75, down 4.75. January soybeans, 1043.75, up 7.75. March soybeans, 1049.75, up 7.75. May soybeans, 1056, up 7.75. December wheat, 610, up 1. March wheat, 598, up 4. May wheat, 602, up 3. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Monday afternoon. Exports strengthened soybean prices, while technical buying boosted wheat prices, but technical selling weakened corn prices at the Board of Trade. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 4 to 5 cents at 344 to 372. Soybean bids 7 to 8 cents higher at 1011 to 1036. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn down 3 to 5 at 350 to 377, while soybean bids were 7 to 8 higher at 1016 to 1056. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 5 to 6 cents at 351 to 377. Soybean bids were up 7 to 8 cents at 1024 to 1066, while the wheat bids were mostly 4 cents higher at 508 to 569. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 cents higher on Monday, ranging from 1048 to 1059, with basis steady, ranging from 4 to 15 over the January. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of $4.2050 to $4.4750 per ton, with basis mixed ranging from $19 to $46 over the December. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at $3.81 to $3.88, with basis steady to 1 cent higher. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 7 cents lower at $3.72 to $3.75, with basis unchanged to 2 cents lower, range from 18 to 15 under the March. Soybeans ended 9 to 10 higher at 1058 to 1064, with basis up 1 to 2 at 14 to 20 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 7 to 8 lower at $4 to $4.01. These same elevators raise their soybean prices by 7 to 8 cents, with quotations at 1091 to 1092. Soft red winter wheat 4 to 9 higher at 603 to 608, and Milo 4 to 5 cents lower at 445 to 451. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 360 to 388. New crop soybean bids range from 965 to 982. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 373 to 388. With soybeans, new crop at 972 to 989. In the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 346 to 388, new crop soybean bids 945 to 987, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois. Those bids range from a low of 554 to 574. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 161.45, down $3. February live cattle, 161.87, down $3. April live cattle, 161.70, down $2.60. January feeder cattle, 231.87, down $3. March feeder cattle, 228.22, down $2.72. April feeder cattle, 227.92, down $3. December lean hogs, 86.57, down 2 cents. February lean hogs, 85.12, down 50 cents. April lean hogs, 86.35, down 60 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 8th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 72 cents lower in the range of 79 to 86.25, with the weighted average carcass price of 83.77. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 to $4 lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 54 to 58, 4 to 5 weights 57 to 62, 5 to 6 weights 60 to 63, and 6 weights and up 61 to 65. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $55 to $61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 10,709 head. And now for the report from the Greenville Livestock Auction at a special feeder cattle sale. Had receipts of 1,431 head, starting with the feeder steers, medium and large ones. Four weights were 290 to 326. Five weights were 261 to 300. Six weights were 240 to 265. Feeder Holstein steers, large threes, four weights were 220 to 251, and five weights were 190 to 235. They also had some six weights at 150 to 171. Onto the feeder heifers, medium and large ones, four weights were 260 to 282, five weights 235 to 255, and six weights were 215 to 237.50. Now for the report from the Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction. They had receipts of 1,100 bales, starting with the alfalfa. Good quality small squares were 590, large squares were 60, and large rounds were 50, 50 to $53. Alfalfa grass, good quality small squares were 480, and the large squares were 43.50 to 60. Mixed grass, good quality small squares, $5 a bale. Large squares, 50.50, and large rounds, 31. Orchard grass, good quality large rounds, $48 a bale. Reed's canary grass, fair quality large rounds, $30 a bale. And wheat straw, good quality small squares, $4.10 a bale. Now from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 318 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass, $92.81, and that was 12 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $251.98, that was 56 cents lower, with select carcasses at $235.36. That was $1.33 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 111,000. That compared to 111,000 last week and 118,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 430,000. That compared to 431,000 last week and 433,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
The agriculture industry is wondering if ethanol can continue to compete in the gasoline market. Todd Gleason reports the dropping price of crude oil is just one of many factors impacting demand for the renewable fuel.
There are two important pieces, says University of Illinois ag economist Scott Irwin, to unpacking the issue of how well corn-based ethanol can compete against low-priced gasoline. He says it starts with the market incentives to use ethanol.
In other words, is ethanol priced attractively so that refiners and other gasoline blenders want to include it in gasoline blends, because that's what they are. They're blends of various kinds of feedstocks because it's relatively cheap. So that's one question. And for most of the last 6 or 7 years, the answer to that question has always been fairly straightforward. Ethanol is a relatively cheap source of octane and oxygenate for gasoline blends. And so we go merrily on our way.
This is the piece of the puzzle that has come into question. Ethanol, because its price is no longer competitive, at least for the moment, has lost its market incentive. However, the other important factor is the governmental mandate requiring 10% of the nation's annual gasoline usage be made up of no more than 10% corn-based ethanol.
So what we've done, at least in the short run, is the market incentives, as of today, have disappeared. It's much more expensive than gasoline. So people see that and they want to start making arguments about, oh my goodness, does this threaten the amount of corn we use to make ethanol? My argument is no. So long as the ethanol mandate from the RFS is at or above the blend wall, we can't go below that level, no matter what the price of gasoline and ethanol is.
Think of it this way, says Irwin. When the market incentives are removed, the RFS safety net kicks in to keep renewable fuels like corn-based ethanol at a baseline level in the nation's fuel supply. For motor fuel, gasoline, that base is 10% of usage and requires about 4.9 billion bushels of corn to meet the blend requirement. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.
This past Saturday was the first auction of the season for Hamilton's hay auction. I spoke with Mike Hamilton for a review of how the auction went.
Well, Angela, despite rain all day Friday and into Friday night, the offerings were a little light. We did have a good turnout, though. Ended up with 824 small squares with 268 bales of alfalfa, and it was in a price range from $240 to a top of $590 a bale. We ended up with 140 bales of alfalfa orchard grass from $470 to $480 a bale. We had 296 bales of just common grass. It was from $210 to $5 per bale. Ended up with 20 bales of straw at $4.10. In the round bales, we had 207 of them. The alfalfa had some really nice alfalfa that was stored inside. And it was from $50.50 a bale up to $53 per bale. The alfalfa orchard grass had 34 bales in it. It was had been stored outside and had a shower on it. It was $26 to $27 a bale. So we ended up with 81 bales of grass hay from $21 to $31, and then we had just a few real 1,500-pound real nice orchard grass bales at $48. We ended up with 32 bales of Reed's Canary at $30. In the 3x3s, we had 12 bales of pretty nice alfalfa first crop at $40. We had the 27 bales of alfalfa grass mix from $43 to extreme top of $60 a bale. And we ended up with 5 bales of brome that we sold to the auction at $50.50 per bale.
Well, it sounds like you had quite a variety for this auction and a pretty good turnout. Now, Mike, you said earlier that you expect to see a lot of common cattle hay this season. If someone is looking for some good, high-quality hay, you just said that you had quite a few bales of high-quality alfalfa hay. Do you think it matters what time of the season they come out to the auctions, whether they come out to the earlier ones or the later ones, or will it just be an auction-by-auction basis, you see what you get?
Yeah, I think we'll have some available pretty much every week, but I don't expect to have an abundance of the premium hay all at one time. I know one shipper in particular had 35 bales of that real good alfalfa round bales in there, and that was all they had to offer for the year, so that's gone, and usually they have 200 or 300 of them, so it's going to be in tight supply. I know just talking with different hay people across the country from Colorado all the way to Ohio, it's everybody's in the same shape. There's a lot of just kind of like common hay, but they're real good premium hay. It's few and far between.
All right. Well, Mike, if anyone has any questions about the hay auctions, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, they can reach me on my cell phone at 618-410-4293, or they can send us an email at www.hamiltonhayauction.com.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton with Hamilton's Hay Auction. Dieting and healthy eating seems to go by the wayside during the holiday months. I spoke with Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council on how people can be healthier during this holiday season.
Well, some of the first things we want to think about is, first of all, we make sure that we start our day with breakfast. Breakfast is a great way to start the day. It fuels our body. And then if we're, you know, tempted by maybe some treats at work or going out for parties later on, it can kind of help stave off that hunger. Another thing we can do, and I know we've talked about this before, is focus in on protein foods. Protein foods take a little bit longer to digest, and they help us feel fuller. They provide satiety for our body, so that's great. And, of course, dairy foods are a great source of protein. So milk, cheese, and yogurt would be great to include in the diet over the holidays. The main thing is we just remember we want to make sure we have a variety of foods throughout the day. And also, just remember, we need at least 3 servings of dairy. And, of course, the other thing is we need to work some physical activity in during our days. 30 minutes a day is what we're aiming for.
And are there any foods in particular during the holidays that we should really watch out for?
The thing I think we can all remember is that all foods can be included in the diet, but we want to make sure that we eat some of those higher calorie foods in moderation. So just watch the portion size. One other thing you can do if you're out at a party is use a smaller plate. If we use a smaller plate, we have less chance to, you know, overstock some of the things that are there. And, you know, our eyes kind of play a role. So if we use a small plate and maybe that plate is full, but it helps us kind of limit the total amount of eating. And again, it's important to remember that we have a variety of different foods, and by eating foods from all 5 food groups, it helps us get the 40-plus nutrients that our bodies need every day. And, of course, balance is always important. Again, choose foods from all the food groups and balance some of those higher calories, the high fat or high sugar foods, with foods that are lower in fat and calories over a day, 2, or even over a week's time.
All right, so keep balance in mind. So does that mean when eyeing up these rich desserts and higher fat appetizers, maybe we should take a quality versus quantity approach to them?
That's a really good idea. You know, of course, we're all tempted by some of those foods, but rather than kind of overindulge, we want to maybe take a smaller serving size. If you're taking an entire slice of an apple pie, maybe offer to share it with, you know, a friend or a family member and enjoy it more. You know, take your time eating it. I think in today's society, we're all in such a rush that we tend to really eat fast. But take your time, enjoy it, enjoy the taste and the flavor. The other suggestion I might offer is don't go to a party or a dinner hungry and starving. It's the same type of recommendation we make when people go out and shop. Don't shop when you're hungry. Chances are you'll stock up on more than you need. Same thing is true as a party. When you go out to the party, maybe have some cheese and crackers before you go there, or have something like a yogurt. And again, it kind of cuts the hunger, and you can go to the party, enjoy visiting with your family and friends, and hopefully not overindulge.
And if you want to be healthier during the holidays and also want your loved ones to be healthier, what are some healthier holiday snacks that you can prepare for everyone?
There are lots of options out there. In fact, I was just thinking about my menu for coming up for the holidays. One thing I always like to do is offer some type of fresh vegetables and offer this with a yogurt dip. And I was just looking at making a creamy yogurt dip. I'm going to be using Greek yogurt and substituting that instead of mayonnaise. So it's going to have some light sour cream and some Greek yogurt. And, you know, just by switching out 6 ounces of Greek yogurt for a mayonnaise, you save 500 calories in the recipe. So I think that's a great option. Swap out to use Greek yogurt, not only for your dips, but also try it in baking and some of your other recipes. It's a real calorie saver. And then also you're getting lots of calcium and protein and all those wonderful nutrients that we get when we do consume dairy.
So you can still get some of your favorite treats, but they will be a little bit healthier just by substituting some ingredients?
You can absolutely do this, and, you know, I think it's a great idea. And we all are calorie conscious, I think, but besides the fact that you're saving on those calories, you're getting more nutrition, which is also important for overall health.
And after the holidays, we are going to have a lot of leftovers. We're going to be swimming practically in turkey and ham and all sorts of other things. So do you have any creative tips on what to do with these leftovers?
I'm lucky this year because I did Thanksgiving dinner, but I sent home a lot of leftovers with my family. The ones we didn't, use or didn't send home, it's great to make casseroles with some of the leftover turkey, to make, maybe a soup from some of the broth. Lots of creative ways to do it. You can also do a casserole, but I love leftovers, and, there's so many different ways you can use them, whether it's, even something like a turkey or a ham sandwich if you have leftovers from your major meal. So make sure you're trying to use that food. We don't want it to go to waste. And if you're not going to be able to eat it within 2 to 3 days, then freeze it and pull it out later. It can be a quick meal or a quick lunch at some other time.
And for those who want to learn more about eating healthy and staying healthy during the holidays and also all year round, where can they go for more information?
Well, visit our website, which is stldairycouncil.org. And also you can check out our Facebook page, which is STL Dairy Council. And we always have recipes and available on the Facebook page and some good ideas there. And plus, you can always see what we're doing out in our work in the various Illinois counties.
Again, that was Joyce Fickrey with the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.